Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It is the tale of two completely different marriage proposals. One romantic, one spontaneous.
Spontaneous can be romantic.
Okay. And I will ask you if it is a romantic proposal when we get to it, okay?
Yes.
First one's undeniable. Undeniable. And some of you guys might have seen this because the video has gone viral of a weekend anchor in Chattanooga. Also does some work on the weekends behind the desk also over at Local 3 News in Chattanooga. And she didn't realize it at the time, but she's recording this promotional video. She's on the set, and they are recording this promotional video. And then she starts to realize that she is walking right into her own engagement. So the dude on the set also worked at the TV station, got together with everybody at Local 3, and surprised her with this proposal while she was recording. Congratulations to them. Programming wise, terrible. You turn them down, goes way more viral.
So local news, so much more buttoned up than radio. I mean, we just let it fly here, and news is just very proper and, like, yeah, I said, buttoned up.
Yeah, because they have to be educated. We can, yes, anybody can do this.
Yeah, preach. They have to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So when he came out, it was at the very end for me, and it was so sweet. But there was that moment at the end where you could tell in their news brains, they're like, a camera's filming us. Are we supposed to kiss on camera? And there was like this hesitation, and then they finally did. And it was just like a... instead of like a, and I really wanted a,
and it was being recorded too, so yeah, they could have gone right in and they would have edited it out.
Probably.
It's but sweet nonetheless.
It's very sweet.
So then there it is, my absolute 100% best friend in the world. I have known this dude since, I think, Johnny, I've known him since maybe the 6th or 7th grade. You guys have heard me talk about John before. Mm-hmm. He still lives out in California. Well, he has been dating somebody for a couple of years, Jasmine now. And, you know, he's my age. I mean, you get to a certain age, and I think that when it comes to romance becomes more practical at a certain age than it does, like, getting down on one knee and, you know, having this long proposal. I think it hits different, especially if you've been married once already and you've gone through all that. So he and Jasmine have decided that, you know, they're not going to get married. They don't need that. She's been married before. He's been married before. He's got two grown kids. She's got grown kids also. So they're going to end up living their life when they can move a little bit closer together in San Diego, together for the rest of their days. That was their game plan. So they were, I think, in Vegas over the course of the last week, heading back to California or somewhere in that area. And they are driving through Sedona on the way back home to California, and they're listening to a podcast. And
ooh, a murder one?
No, no. It's a podcast where it is giving you questions to ask your partner, just to create conversation and see if you guys are on the same page.
Okay.
10 romantic questions, right?
Mm.
So they're rattling through these questions together. And of course, they're in sync. They're lined up on everything. But they get to one question, which is, who do you trust most in the world, right? And John immediately says, well, that's an easy one. It's you, Jasmine. I mean, I can count on you for everything. I mean, you take care of me. You're so great with my kids. I mean, there's nobody in the world that I trust more than you. And she doesn't hesitate either. And she just says, John, it's you. I mean, I trust you more than anybody else. And he said, well, why is that? And she said, because I know you will always take care of me. You will always take care of my kids. You will always provide for me. I just trust you with my whole and entire soul, right? He immediately pulls the car over into a rest area on the way back to California and proposes in the parking lot of the rest area.
I love that. That's so cute. I love it so much.
No ring, no down on a knee, just at that particular moment was just so overcome with emotion and realized, like, I want to be with her, so let's just do this. So they spend the next 6 hours planning their wedding.
As they're driving?
As they're driving.
Oh. That's awesome.
Because what they essentially had done were wedding vows in the car. Like, they kind of had, like, pre-wedding vows in the car, and then I think it's beautiful.
I think most people think of proposals, you think of, like, because he, if he was going to do it, he said that he would have asked her parents, he would have gone to her kids, he would have done all the traditional stuff, but he was so overcome, he just pulls over to a rest area and is like, do you want to get married?
I like that.
That was pretty cool.
It's like a movie, like, where they're so overcome with love that they're like, we can't wait anymore, we're going to be married. I love that.
I loved it too, but I thought most people would go, nah, not romantic. I want the ring. I want something super, super romantic.
No. You want the love.
You want the love.
I don't know why the whole time I was sitting here waiting for that story to go wrong. I don't know what that says about me, but that's beautiful.
It's
you want me to change it? Because you worked with Bert for five years.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
So he pulls over quickly into a rest area to propose, but he actually turns too quickly, overturns the car three and four times, and they both die.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's exactly what I was looking for.
At least they had the love.
That works better. They went out in love.
They had 1 second of love. It's a choose your own adventure.
The Bert Show.